Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Game 3 edition of Star Market Celtics Tonight continues from TD Garden, from Orlando, from all the ships at sea. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by the Star Market. Just for you, digital app earn awards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Well, I just figured out I can put my phone and rest it here. That way you get to look right at me, even though nobody gets to see us, which is a shame on a variety of levels. But I think we're finally going to get to figure this out as soon as the finals are over. All right. What would be reasonable expectations as we talk? There's no final decision on Gordon. We've been down this road a lot. You're obviously asked the same question over and over. What are reasonable expectations for him physically, given that he is essentially coming on the on-ramp onto a highway that is going 100 miles an hour?
No, I think, you know, the one thing that why I said he's not necessarily on a minutes restriction, but we're monitoring it close because, you know, I just think, you know, the first stint that he plays, he'll be huffing and puffing. So I think that you just be alert to that, and, you know, probably take him out quickly and then figure out from there, you know, how long he can go the next stint and everything else.
You use the term, it's funny, I just jotted it down when you said it to the media assembled. You use the term scarring to describe the other night, which is to me, and we'll get to it, interesting how that was covered. But my only question about what did or did not happen the other night is when you're around a team, these things happen literally all the time. When is it time for a coach to get involved? And when is it time to say, you know what, the guys have to blow off steam?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this one, the reason why it was scarring is because, you know, guys want this really bad, you know, and I think that we've had moments where we played really good basketball and, you know, we've been here for 70 days or whatever. And I think that you're just, you know, it's not a huge surprise to me that when something doesn't go your way or multiple times in a row, that there's going to be some emotion spilled, especially here. You know, we've seen it with several other teams as well. The difference here is you're in locker rooms that are really open partitions that anyone can stand next to and hear everything that's being said. So I've actually laughed quite a bit about the whole thing, but you know, just like anything else, I've seen some of the reporting since. Half of it's true, you know, it's just what it is. And you move on and you recenter yourself and get ready to play game three. It's part of team sports.
Were you more sensitive to it is the wrong word, but we've talked all along about the unusual environment that you guys in and have been subjected to. Were you a little more eager being the wrong word, but maybe probably more likely to step in or interject yourself given what you all have been through for the last 9 or 10 weeks isolated there by yourself?
Yeah, no question. No question. And I just think there's a human element to it. And, you know, I think we all have to recognize that we all didn't get the job done the other night. And the good news is we have more opportunities to do that. And we just have to do our best to, you know, put ourselves in position again to win and then, you know, finish it off.
To lose a 17-point lead, you have to take a 17-point lead. So this is sort of a carryover from a conversation Max and I were having, and it's a bit of a leading question. Were you happy with the way the game had gone to that point, or were the seeds of what was about to happen already there as you were building that lead in the second quarter?
Seeds were about of what was about to happen showed itself right before halftime. And, you know, they cut it to 13. You know, a 17-point lead against Miami is basically an 8-point lead. You know, it's just the way it is. They're a ridiculous shooting team. You know, they can go on a 6 or 9-0 run any moment. And, And on top of that, you know, I thought it was one of those games where, as bad as it seemed in person and as bad as it felt, I went back and looked, and they had to make some pretty extraordinary shots. And, you know, I thought we were, you know, not ourselves on either end of the court. You know, I thought the Adebayo roles were a great example of that. And then on the other end, I just thought we weren't assertive and attacking with the right mentality against the zone. And, you know, sometimes that's why you do it. That's why you play a zone. You just do it as a shift to the game. We attacked it great in game one and attacked it really poorly in game two. And so I'm very interested to see, like, our mindset tonight. And that shows itself, because there should be an eagerness to attack it.
Well, that leads to the age-old question. I don't know whoever's making all that noise, if they want to join us or not. They're certainly welcome to. Everybody's welcome in this day and age.
This is the place where you can hear everything.
Well, I skipped past it, and I actually jotted this down because there was a discussion on Inside the NBA last night about this topic. In 2010, I'll try to tell the story really quick. Paul Pierce in game two, the Celtics win game two, so they have home court advantage and they're going home for the middle three. Paul Pierce on the court says something to his teammates. He says, "We're not coming back here," something that you would say in the heat of battle. Somebody got it on their phone, a fan on their phone got him saying it on video, and the next day he was asked about it. And he said, "I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say that." And it leads to the question of what they were discussing last night, which is, what is fair game for – like, were you well within your rights? You, everybody was involved, to say, "I don't know what you're talking about," because that was just something that people happened to overhear.
I don't really care. I'll say what I want to say. Like, my job is to these guys, and, you know, what people hear, they are free to report. You know, if somebody finds a source or an unnamed source, and you know, it's, they're free to report that. But, you know, from my standpoint, I don't usually try to make too big of a deal when we're playing great, you know, and make too big of a deal when things aren't going your way. And I've been around teams long enough to know that emotions are part of it. And, we're still, again, attacking and fighting for something we all really want in a unique situation. So I didn't put as much stock in it as everybody else, but I knew that we needed to make sure we can move forward from it. That was all I cared about at that time. Last thing I care about is what just happened. It's all about what can we do next?
That's the perfect keynote. Let's find out what's next. Game three. That's what's next on the 98.5 Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.